Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
Yes, we received our Costco credit card statement, and it shows a charge for $5.99 on January 8th, and then on the 25th, it shows another charge for $79.99. We have no idea what that is, and so I need some help. What is that for?
Yes, can I have your zip code, please?
84780.
First and last name?
Kent Ammon, A-M-A-N-N.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks as though that you did have a purchase of our fitness watch, which is an all-in-one Hype watch, and it's used to monitor and track your heart rate. It also looks as though that you purchased the earbuds as well. Do you recall making this purchase back on January the 8th?
Earbuds.
Talk to me again, please.
What the for?
Excuse me?
Yes?
I'm sorry, you said say that to you again?
Yeah, what did I purchase?
Yes, it was a purchase made for a fitness watch. It was an all-in-one Hype watch used to monitor and track your heart rate as well as your steps. It's also Bluetooth compatible and also a purchase of a pair of earbuds. It also shows here that on the 8th of January that the account was canceled and refunded, being that it was the same day order, for the amount of $9.99, $29.99. But then again, here it shows that a new order was placed on the 25th of January for $79.99. That for $79.99 for a purchase of Bluetooth earbuds.
No. You mean I got two sets of them things?
That is correct. No. So on the first time, what you ordered was the fitness watch. And you ordered the earbud case. So they refunded you for the case, and they refunded you for the watch, and you said you only wanted the earbuds. So the $79.99 charge comes from the retail amount of the product because it was after the 14-day trial that you agreed to. Had you called within the 14 days, or had you called the same day that you placed the order and informed them that you'd like to discontinue, you would have not been charged.
Oh, I wasn't given that option. And I told them to cancel everything. So what you're telling me, you charged me again, and yet I haven't received the product either. So you should cancel that because I don't got a product and I don't have a situation for that amount.
So it says that it was shipped. I know it was shipped out on the 11th of January. Had you not gotten or receiving the item yet?
I did not receive anything, and I canceled the order. Why do I want two pairs?
I'm not sure.
What's the order number on that?
You said what's the order number?
Yeah.
D.
Reference number or something.
It's D as in David. D as in David. The number 6. D as in David. 8-4. The number 1. F is in Frank, the number 20.
I don't have that on here.
Yes, sir. Do you have the reference number 128-530-741 and D is in David?
I'm looking at it and trying to find it. And that was on the 11th, you say?
There's something wrong here.
That's wrong. That order was on the 4th, wasn't it?
This order was placed on the 8th of January.
The 8th, yeah. Okay. But you said you're billing me on the 11th for something, another set of earbuds. I ain't got another pair or anything like that on the 11th. Nothing's ever showed up.
Yes, sir. That's not for news.
Anything. I never ordered anything on the 11th. You people have made a mistake.
So, that is not for any new products. That is for the product that you already had. That's for the item that you paid the shipping and handling cost, sir, of the $5.99. Yes, that was during the trial, but you're out of the trial.
There was no trial. I wasn't given a choice of a trial. I'll send them back to you. Cancel my order, everything.
What is it even?
It's just earbuds that you can go down to Walmart and get for $10.
Oh, my goodness. And then you have to be on a membership program or something? What's the $79.99 for?
That's the retail amount of the product, ma'am, after the 14-day trial.
I was never up to a 14-day trial. I was given a choice for a product free if I wanted to pay the shipping and handling. That's all I did. The product is not worth $79. You can have it back immediately. Give me an address to send it to and a return order number. I'm going to call Better Business Bureau, tell them what's going on. This is getting...
It's a ripoff.
It is.
It's a total ripoff.
I can speak with the supervisor on regards of what to do, but these are the terms and agreements that you did agree to, sir. I do apologize for the inconvenience.
I did not agree to any charges. I wasn't given an option. I canceled anything I didn't receive.
Would you mind holding for just a moment while I consult with the supervisor?
Yes. Turn this up. Volume.
Just a minute.
Talk about it.
Okay, hit the top button now. Just move it up.
Write names and everything down, operator, whoever.
Earbuds. So the shipping was $5.99.
Yeah, so ma'am, I did consult with my supervisor and I was informed that we can, however, issue out to a 35% refund of the amount.
Okay. No way. You guys are just jipping people off because they trick you into a free thing, and then they charge you full price for it 10 days later. That's ridiculous. That's cheating. I think we better report this to Better Business Bureau because this is not right.
I can see they'll issue out you a higher refund status amount.
What did you say?
I can see if he will issue you a higher refund amount.
We want a full refund amount. They should give us what we signed up for and not try to trick us into paying something extra. That's
right.
Unfair. We're
on fixed income and we're not in this. We're in our 80s, and I'm telling you this is ridiculous.
Yes, sir, and I do understand that you are on a fixed income, and this is kind of a roughly time. So allow me just a moment while I consult with them on regards of settling that to a much higher refund status, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Miss Amon. Miss Kent. Ms. Kent?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So
yes,
they were
yes.
able to issue up a higher refund of 50%. Would you be able to settle with that, ma'am?
Sir, I can't. I'd rather you take them back, send me all my money back, and we'll just skip everything. I'm not going to pay anything for something I can't use.
It says you can't use? What do you mean you can't use it? Is it not working properly?
They're a pair of earbuds. You can get them at Walmart for $10. The reason I accepted the $5.99 because the product was supposed to be free to me because of another promotion that I was on that was mailed to me. And it says you can have these for $5.99 free. And I thought, well, for the shipping fee, I'll pay the $5.99. You can have the product back. Just give me a return and a return confirmation number.
Okay. How would you like it if they are able to issue a 75% refund back, sir?
No way. They're not worth it. That product is not worth that.
We should get a full refund when you're scamming people, and they don't even know it.
That's an $80 you're trying to hit me with. They ain't worth anything like that. I really don't know how to
yes.
use them. I never even opened the box.
So, yes, I just want to inform you that once you disagree to those terms, then you are responsible for actually the shipping cost of sending that product back.
I'll pay the shipping cost.
Sir?
That's what I agreed to only.
So I'm not sure what the exact restocking fee, I mean the reshipment fee would be. That would, you would have to follow up with your carrier on that. Hello, are you there?
What are
I'm
you
here.
What are you saying?
Well, she's trying to add up.
Yes, I said I do not know the correct price for the restock or the reshipment fee. You will have to follow up with your local carrier. What I can do is issue out your RMA number to return the item and the correct address to send it to. And once they receive that item, they will then reimburse you the entire fund.
Okay. What's the address to ship it to? And what's the confirmation number?
So the address to ship it, well, first you need the RMA number, and this number should be placed inside of the original packaging and have that item sent back to us.
Okay, how do we get that? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. The RMA number?
Yes.
It's D is David 9793. A is an apple. Excuse me. The number 7. B is in boy. 6 9. The number 15.
Okay, I'll read it back. That was D, as in David, 9793A7B6915.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, now you're going to send the form. Do we have to have that form?
A form? No, ma'am. You just place this inside of the original packaging.
All we have to do is write that number down. We don't need a form to send with it?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so we just write that number down and put it inside the package?
Yes, ma'am. And then you put it inside of the package.
Where do we ship it to?
So you would ship it to the address. They don't even have the correct address. Ouch. Well, being that, allow me just a moment, ma'am. Would you mind holding just a second, please, while I speak with the supervisor?
Sure. Go ahead.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes. So I was informed that I can't go ahead and issue out your full refund amount, being that there is no return address. So I assume that this merchant has disclosed or discontinued out their product. I can go ahead and issue the full refund amount. So I did go ahead and issue out that refund in full. Allow it 3 to 5 days in order to be receiving. That does not include the weekends. A refund email was also sent to KentAmon@juno.com. And your account is canceled as well. If you want, you can either dispose or give the product to someone who you think may find usage. But after today, your account is no longer inactive.
Okay. So we get the $79.99?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You got her number, ma'am?
No.
Is her name?
What's your operator name?
Anita.
Anita?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have an ID operator number?
Yes, ma'am. 5954-2678.
Okay. All right. We appreciate your help on this.
Thank you all so much. You all enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for contacting customer support.
Okay, that's fine. Appreciate you. You have a nice day. Thanks for your service.
You're welcome. Enjoy.